Hey, welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa, number 32.
Howdy.
It's good that we're here.
Yes, because I needed to postpone it and change it, and we've had different changes in our schedule, but we made it. You held me to it.
By the skin of my
teeth. Yeah, by the skin of our teeth. Yes. Yeah. So I'm flying in, I'm flying out.
So this could be an interesting one today.
Yeah.
Because we're both just like,
literally, I came running in. So anyways, here we go.
So I had my second seat at the table this week.
Yes. How was it?
It was so much fun. Good. It's so funny because I know it's going to be this way, but it is this way and it makes me laugh. But I think everyone is going to be so different.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamic because the people are different. But yeah. It was everything I hoped for again.
Love it.
They stayed until after 10, nice. Which was fun.
Yeah.
And so
it's literally such good, clean, innocent fun, just women. Nobody's getting stupid doing anything. Like it's conversation just that obviously all of us need.
New people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I actually added a second one in December because I've got so many people wanting to come that it just felt, I've got them scheduled through March and April and that just seems so far away. So I was like, mm-hmm. Okay, my house is going to be decorated, of course, because
I can't help myself. That.
And so I thought, well, I'll throw another one in December and see. And sure enough, they all confirmed today.
Well, and I think the important thing for people to understand you doing this, one thing that I feel like was kind of genius on your part for simplicity wise, so you weren't stressing about the food. And this is for other people that might want to do this with their own friends, is unless you've changed your idea, but you're sticking to the same menu every time. Mm-hmm. It isn't anything that's over the top. It's like an oven-baked lasagna, salad, really cool little drink that she can make, and dessert. Like it's not, and it's the same thing every single time. Yeah. And she doesn't have stress about what the heck am I going to do with all these appetizers and all these. So keep it simple because I really like that idea. That's more up my alley.
I thought I would get too caught up in the food,
you would.
And then I'd be stressing out about trying to figure out things to make and. People.
And by then, you know how to master the time, it takes to get it right in the oven. And
it was so easy this time. And I want to be relaxed. And I tend to do way too much. My mom always told me that. You're like, Lisa, you don't have to do that much. And I'm really, really purposefully not doing too much. I'm making it very simple.
My mom's one that gave me that same advice. And I finally learned to quit saying yes to volunteering to so many things and committing myself and realizing that I had to say yes to myself sometimes and not stress myself out.
Yeah.
It's okay to say you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes. So it's been fun. And I think each one's just going to be really different. And it's fun for me too, because we all get so busy that we don't just sit down with friends and just say, tell me about your life.
We don't.
I mean, there were two girls that actually knew each other for quite a while. This one, just the timing of it with just schedules worked out that I had two people that already knew each other more than just, I know a lot of people I've met at my house because I always invite all my circles of friends. So a lot of people see each other at my house, but they don't necessarily know. These two girls knew each other, but they still learned new things about each other, which was really fun.
They never knew.
That they didn't know. Yeah. As many years as they've known each other.
You know, you would probably even enjoy at church, he was talking about the importance of community. And how, as a society, we've gotten away from community and being face-to-face with people.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't really, really realize it until his dad had passed away. And he was like, I was overwhelmed with texts, emojis, emails, phone calls, all kinds of like beautiful things. He was like, it was a bit overwhelming because it was so much. And he said, one night we were sitting on the couch and somebody knocked at the door, totally threw us off because who knocks on doors anymore?
Not anymore, yeah.
And he said, he opened it as a great friend from high school that he played tennis with when he was 15. And he was like, what are you doing here? Is everything okay? And he said, yeah, I heard about your dad passing away and I just wanted to come sit with you for a bit. And he goes, it wasn't until that one person showed up that I realized that that was the only person that came face to face and like made that effort. And it meant everything, but it made as a whole, that's kind of, he was like, I never even thought about it or expect, if it wasn't for him, I never would have thought about. Well, nobody else has been around like that. So anyways, if people are into wanting to talk about community and getting back to face-to-face, it's Life Church. that's been talking about that, and I really liked it. I thought it was good.
I've had people reach out from out of town saying, can you just give me the basics of what you're doing? I really want to start one here and do it for my friends here. I probably have had five people that don't live here that live that I know from out of state that have asked, just give me, like, what do you do?
I love it.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. And then I'm like, wait, should I have franchised it? Should I have made a business out of it?
You really should.
I mean, I already got it down. I've got the invites, everything's, I don't want to say cookie cutter because that seems very, but I've just got it down. So it's,
I think you need to.
But although I say cookie cutter, but I write specific things about each person.
Right.
Because I want them to feel like you're coming. Here's why I have you coming, because I really like this about you.
Just give them the guidelines as to how to do that. Yeah. You really could. But it's something to think about.
It's kind of fun because it's fun. Everybody wanting to do it. I love it because I think we all need it and it's missing in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wrote me and said, like we used to do in the olden days. I'm like, that sounds really sad. Right. It makes me feel really old. But that's what we did. We had people over for dinner. We used to go over to someone's house after church every Sunday for lunch.
Yeah, I'm not like that anymore.
It doesn't happen like that. So maybe I'm bringing back the olden days.
Seriously.
I hope so. That'd be fun. Well, my friend just came by here from high school, by the way. I haven't seen her since graduation from high school.
Oh my
gosh.
Which is
crazy.
Did say your dad's having amazing relief.
Yeah. So he's going for 3 months is the standard procedure.
And to the neuropathy clinic.
To the neuropathy clinic of Tulsa on Harvard. It depends on, you know, obviously if he's not, they want you to take a 30-day break if you're not completely well after 3 months. You still have to take a break because your body gets kind of a plateau. But he's been a month, and every month you meet with a provider, which is a nurse practitioner. So you meet with them the very first day, and then he met with her on Monday, and they do the same testing on your feet that they did, like they always, you know, they do the vibration thing where they hit that little vibration thing, and they had him close his eyes, and they would do it all over the bottom of his feet, up his legs, and he was supposed to tell them when he could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time he went, he did not feel anything until they got about upper calf or shin towards his knee is when he would say he felt something.
Right.
And I even asked him afterwards, I'm like, Dad, how are you driving a car? You didn't feel anything on your
feet.
That's
scary.
And he said, I can feel it. And I think it's a pressure thing.
Right.
But anyway, so they did that. They did the little, with like a pointed needle kind of thing and said, when do you feel this? Never till he got up to upper calf or shin. Then they did cold. Couldn't feel it till it got to almost to his knees. Monday, he felt every single poke vibration on the bottom of his feet.
That's amazing.
In a month. And the nurse even said, that's the most I've ever seen someone improve
that's
in that
so
short
awesome.
Amount of time. So, I mean, it's working.
And you said you saw a lady come in there just for sciatic.
Yeah, which I know so many women suffer from sciatica. So I really wanted to talk about that. And you're really suffering
really
from it.
It's really been bugging me, yes.
So I saw her come in. I knew that they help with sciatic pain. They help with back pain. They help with knee pain. But I'd never seen anybody back there getting treated. Because it's one big treatment room. And you have to just have the little individual chaise lounges. And so this lady came back in and they said, oh, she's here for sciatica. And I heard the nurse asking her, like, you know, which side is it on? Does it hurt all the way down your leg or does it only shoot down so far?
Right.
So she was telling her all that. So I was anxious to see what they actually did. They're using the same electrodes. And I don't know what happens before she comes back there. I don't know if they did injections. I don't know what happened there. But they did the same electrodes that they do for neuropathy, except they did one at the top of her leg and then one because hers was shooting all the way down her leg.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they determine where that shock therapy goes based on where your pain shoots down to. But they did it up down her. They did one at her ankle and then one at her upper thigh and then shot the electrode. So they're just firing electrodes through that nerve that goes up and down your leg.
I'd be really interested in that.
She walked out different than she walked in.
That's amazing.
She walked in limping. She walked out limping, but it was a much less limp than when she walked in.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, the downside of it, I think, and my dad's still going through that, it gets worse before it gets better because you're turning on nerves that, in the case of sciatica, that's
itching.
All nerve damage. Yeah. So he itches, he aches. Mm-hmm. So I know that it's not going to get better immediately, but he always feels good the day of. And then he kind of the next day, his feet really hurt and his legs really hurt. So it kind of, and then it gets better, but he goes Monday, Wednesday, and then by Sunday, he's feeling good.
Right. Yeah.
And then it starts over.
Over again.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's exciting.
So, if I'm going to say that going pain. There.
Yeah.
Something to think about, because that pain is brutal.
It is. It really is very annoying.
Yeah. And so, they have a physical therapy room right there, too, that they work with you. The guy comes in and gets you and takes you in there. And so depending on what you're, you know, what your issue is that you're having.
I'm going to call and see if I can't just self-refer myself and start with that. So
my dad didn't need a referral. It all comes down to your insurance, what kind of insurance you have.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, I think you should try it.
I'm tired of dealing with it.
And they're so, I've said that before, but they're so kind in there. So I also, for you, with crippled that you are, 10 years younger than me.
Exactly.
I saw a chiropractor talking about if your knee pops.
Yeah.
And I do have a knee that pops. Not now since I'm on my peptides, but before. And he said, you put your leg out straight and put your heel on the floor. And then you take your kneecap and you move it side to side, up and down, crossways. And you just work out all of that that's underneath the kneecap. But he literally took his kneecap and shifted it. Like you'd hold onto a mouse on your computer he moved it up and down. And you don't have to, you don't have to get in there really hard to do it and just shift it around. And I can't try it on myself because my knee doesn't pop right now. But if it does start popping, I'm going to try it. I thought that was interesting.
There's so many little things out there we're not aware of. That's why I like learning about these things on here. The things
I'm just obsessed with it. I go down so many rabbit holes. And the other one was put your thumb on your forehead and press, like right between your eyes to relieve just stress and hold it for 60 seconds.
I'll be walking around with a permanent red
mark. I know,
mark.
Me too. I was doing that the other day. I was like, holy moly, with my fingers.
I can't do it right now because I know it'll be, really.
You can almost feel it behind your eyes, just sort of zen out.
I
do it before I go to bed at night.
That lacrosse ball under my feet. It's like I feel my body melting.
Yeah, I love that.
You can feel it, like water pouring on your head, in my opinion. So,
well, like with that, because your nerve endings end in the bottom of your feet. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of just chilling out all of it throughout your body.
Yeah, it's interesting how that works. So, I'm going to get unstressed here and make my appointment to the neuropathy clinic.
I think you should try it. And also, I ordered new grounding sheets. Do you have grounding sheets?
So I have the grounding pads.
Yeah.
And they're rolled up because I just looked at them yesterday. Because I've wanted, did you get actual sheets that go in your bed?
It's a pad that goes all the way across the bed.
But is it thin, kind of like a sheet of material? Okay, well, because mine's kind of a rubber pad that's meant to be able to lay on it or put on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting because my dogs would even be drawn to kind of come over to it. However, I didn't like sleeping on it because it just felt like that hard kind of rubber. It just didn't. So I'm interested in getting the sheets. Yeah.
I've had one of those on my bed for a long time, which I never felt any difference. Well, so I really started reading about them. And obviously, buying them on Amazon, you're not going to get the best of the best. So I actually bought them from an EMF company.
Yes.
To get the kind that they say it has to have, like, the right conductive fibers that go through it, the proper grounding wire makes sense. This one actually comes with the tester, so you can see it's actually testing and working.
Yep.
So I'm anxious to get it because everybody I've ever talked to that uses them just swears by them. And then I got one off Amazon, which I'm sure was not the legit one.
Right.
And it didn't, I was like, I don't
feel it.
No. Right. Nothing. So I'm anxious to try it because, I'm
it's important stuff. So,
and it makes sense. And I loved it. I do love to walk outside barefoot, but, either the grass is wet, which is not fun, or it's cold. Like
that'll
it goes
just make
from,
me mad.
Yeah. So I haven't really done that lately. But so I'm mine's on its way. Hopefully, I might actually be here tomorrow, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So tell me about what's your latest with your peptide journey?
I'm kind of just doing BPC, which I'll do probably for the rest of my life. And, you get mixed messages out there on how long you should do it. Mm-hmm. Some say 3 months and then one off because you want your body to keep producing it. Then other doctors you listen to are like, why would you stop? Keep doing it. Just keep going.
I know.
So I don't
know. It's so confusing.
But I'm not doing it, but maybe once a week. Mm-hmm. And I don't need it any more than that, which everybody says you should not, you should take it all the time. Every, like, the, whatever that is, like, it was 3 days right. a week. I should always do 3 days a week.
Right.
But it's expensive. And so
it's really expensive.
And I don't need it that often. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, at once a week, I'm, my knee's not, I have zero pain.
It's amazing.
And I'm walking like a normal person versus how I was walking. So by about a week, I'm like, oh, I better do a shot today because mm-hmm. I can feel it just getting a little bit achy. But nothing like it was before. So I think I will always do that, mm-hmm. not at the three doses they say, but, you know, as I need it. And then I'm doing MOTSI, which
what
is
that one for?
That one is for, it kind of helps burn fat, like belly okay. fat, and just sort of keeps your, kicks your metabolism in. Right. I actually put down some peptides that are helping with menopause symptoms because we got a lot of people that listen that are yeah. in that world. And there are five really good peptides that help. And one is the CJC1295, which I do have that. And I stopped taking because it kind of scares me from, it's a growth factor and I don't yeah. need anything growing in my body. I've tried to keep tumors down and I just worry about that one. But it comes with, you can get it with Ipamorelin. And it stimulates your natural growth hormone production. So that's a good one. And then Tessamorelin, that one targets stubborn belly fat, which women in menopause tend to get that little apron mm-hmm. belly. Mm-hmm. And that helps get rid of that and improves metabolic function. And then, of course, BPC-157, and they're pairing it with TB4.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for repair, recovery, and inflammation control. So, which is obviously, I want my dad to take it because he's got so much inflammation in his legs,
mm-hmm.
but he's got cellulitis now. And so it says not to give it while they have an active infection because it can light a fire under it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So once that's gone, then we'll probably start him on it for that. It's going to help him recover. And then GHK-CU. Mm-hmm. Man, this one, I'm just hearing so many really great things about. It is like the fountain of youth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a copper peptide, but it helps your hair, skin, and collagen rejuvenation. And people are just going bananas over that one.
Well, and that's what I've been on.
Yeah.
So I feel like, well, like yesterday I walked in somewhere and some lady was like, oh my gosh, your hair is just so full and beautiful. I don't know if that's helping. I do feel like I need to do something to kind of, I feel like my temples are kind of a little thinner than they used to be. So
the hair on your temples
uh-huh.
or your temples?
I mean, on my, the hair on my temples.
Okay.
I feel like it's just a little thinner than it used to be, but I don't know. So I'm going to look for something to kind of rub on there, see what that does.
Yeah.
So I hear that a lot.
I hear there's a good collagen, a liquid collagen that helps your hair grow back in.
True. True.
I hear that you could get some of that really easily.
Right.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
And then PT-141 helps your libido and a mood booster. And anybody going through menopause knows that sometimes
well, so
you just want to.
I looked that one up, but I went through comments of the, you know, people that were talked about it. And I was, I don't know. The comments kind of triggered me a little bit to think, I'm not going to. Because I think that is good advice for people. Don't, you know, just take somebody's word
oh, right.
on what
you
they
gotta
see
do your
on
research.
It. Look at the comments. Because sometimes that will tell you a lot. People mm-hmm. talking about their experience with it or, you know, whatever. I think, I don't know, that one kind of scared me a little bit.
Well, I think the key to that, too, is you got to get it from a licensed mm-hmm. or a doctor or a wellness clinic or mm-hmm. something that you can't just go buy it off the internet. You really do need someone that's going to guide you through it. I mean, these are they're peptides. They're not prescription drugs, but they are very powerful.
Yeah.
And they are something that needs to be thought through mm-hmm. and researched. And you can listen to online stuff and you're going to hear 25 different opinions.
It's crazy.
Even people that call themselves doctors online will tell you, you're hearing one and then you listen to somebody else and he's telling you the exact opposite. So I tend to always fall back on Karen, who has been doing peptides mm-hmm. for a long time, and she's done a lot of research, and she's a nurse practitioner yeah. and owns a wellness clinic. So I do always fall back to her.
Has she recommended that one?
These are the ones that we've talked about, yeah.
The 140. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to look it up some more and see.
For menopause. So it helps with libido and mood. And everybody knows when you're going through menopause, you would want to knock someone's head off on a daily basis.
Right.
If you could. And then, so that's a menopause little stack, but you don't stack them together. You take them all separate. And that's a very expensive little menopause help. Those
yeah.
aren't cheap.
No, you're easily in over $1,000 a month.
yeah.
for that.
There are people spending like $2,000 a month on
peptides. I can't even imagine.
Because they're just changing their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we have something like this now that's been researched and there's all these clinical trials and
mm-hmm.
that actually, because what they do is they really pinpoint your issue. Mm-hmm. Where prescription drugs, you take it for one thing and it causes seven other things to go yeah. wrong, other organs. And these are not going to do that. So
that's scary.
Yeah.
So
anyway, that's a little menopause thing. And then I started looking at the Blue Zone diet. Have you heard of that?
No.
I heard about it a long time ago, and I didn't really pay that much attention because it seems very complicated. But it's based on, they call it the Blue Zone, which is Okinawa, Japan. This is how they eat there. Sardinia, Italy. Icaria, Greece. Oh, no, I don't know how to pronounce any of these. Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica and Loma Linda, California. And so it's basically 90% plant-based or 95% plant-based. But you eat your beans are going to be your big staple. And then you eat a lot of like greens, everything you grow.
Right.
It's one of those where that, which is why these people are so healthy. But the percentage of these people, like that area, they live healthy lives way into their 90s with no medical issues. That's why it's called the Blue Zone diet, because that zone of people just live ever without any issues.
Realize the amount of protein they can actually get from a plant-based diet. Like, I think people are like, nope, I got to have my red meat. I got to have that acidic food. And, you know, you can get protein from a plant-based diet and get everything you need. I mean, my brother does it. I see it.
Yeah.
He is the epitome of health.
Health, yeah. It seems complicated. I mean, you got all the stuff you have to eat. It's like you'd have to really spend some time on it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I basically, to some degree, eat like that. I don't eat the beans it's recommending.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I eat mostly plants. My protein drink is a plant-based protein that I drink.
Mm-hmm.
And vegetables, and I do eat salmon. I mean, I live on salmon. Probably gonna have mercury poisoning or something from salmon.
I'll tell you what, I saw salmon from a fancy grocery store around here. Somebody I know had actually got it, and she sent a video, and the freaking crap crawling through it. Like, I actually took the video up to the grocery store and was like, is this, like, this came from your, my friend just sent this. This came from here. Is this true? Like, and he was like, well, yeah, you'd be surprised how often that is in the wild cut salmon. And he was like, if you really want to try your best to avoid that, get frozen fillets of it. It was the most horrifying thing you've ever seen. I'm just telling you right
from that same grocery store that we go to.
Yep. I was like beside myself.
Well, there you go.
White looking parasites just crawling all through it. As plain as day. I may even sell the video. I'll look and see.
No, I don't want to watch it though.
It will freak you out.
Yeah. That's a shame.
I'll never eat raw sushi again or anything like that. Like ever, ever seeing that.
You can see her face.
Oh man, I'm so bummed.
And a dirty look.
For bummed. She's really contemplating life right now.
I am.
She probably talk about cleanses right about now.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on some glutathione or something. I haven't had sushi since I got cancer. I stopped eating it, and I haven't had it since.
Well, I mean, you know, they talk about the studies, I guess, that have been done on people with Alzheimer's and with cancer, with MS. I guess after they did the whole brain, like slices of brain and testing it, the one thing they all had in common was the parasite situation. Like parasites, deluxe, and obviously that's what we've got to get right in our gut, is get rid of the parasites.
Isn't it funny how all these years later, we've now determined that weight issues are insulin resistant. Mm-hmm. It all starts in your
gut.
And
even diabetics, they said.
Yeah.
Because those parasites attack. I wish I knew the exact word. It was a very interesting thing.
That's so crazy. I'm so bummed right now.
I can't believe I never told you that.
No.
Ah, girl. It's something I'll never forget.
That's crazy. Okay. So I've also been looking at, it's been my day just trying to figure out how to look younger.
I know, right?
It's so sad. Spermidine is supposed to be like... It's not what you think it is.
That's what he said. You fix all your problems.
I got something that'll fix your problems.
Exactly.
But they're using it for like anti-aging. It's like the gold mine, supposedly.
That's
now.
That's what
but
he said.
Let me read it officially what it is, okay. Instead of Amy's version. It's a naturally occurring polyamine compound found in every living cell that's critical for cell growth, repair, and renewal. So you can find it in aged cheese, mushrooms, soybeans, wheat germ, green peas, and broccoli. I used to eat broccoli like it was growing in my backyard, but I kind of got burned out on broccoli. But I do
like broccoli. I love steamed broccoli.
I do better. Too. I do too.
Some salt. My green trees, as my mom called them growing up. Eat your green trees.
I do love broccoli. Or I did. I kind of got tired of it, but I haven't had it in a few years. So anyway, so there was your anti-aging tip for the day from Amy, if you're curious.
I'm such a child. So what else? I mean, I've been busy this week just doing life and schedules changing. And I was like, I don't even think I've sent you anything in messages.
No.
Over things I've discovered. And yeah, it's just been a crazy week. So I have a really cool listing appointment I've got to go to from here that's really special and unique. So that's kind of on my mind. But I made a new friend this week through my kids. I really like her. Super fun. So many similarities. It's kind of crazy. Anyways, life's been busy.
Isn't it funny how like moms with kids, their friendship circles are other moms that their kids are friends with, and then you become friends with their parents.
Yeah. And I feel like I don't always, but in this situation I did, and we went to lunch, and it just, the crazy similarities that we have are insane, down to both being the babies of the family with a 10-year gap between the oldest next to her. And anyways, I think it'll be a fun new thing. So glad to see my kids happy. Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's not a bad friend to have.
No.
Kind of keeps it all running smoothly in the family.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. So
that's all I have for today.
I know. We still learned a lot.
Go on the Blue Zone diet.
Yeah. I'll learn some life lessons for next week.
You know, it's funny though. Yeah, I was reading about that Blue Zone diet and these people and how they live to be in their 90s and healthy. My dad's 90 and really healthy. Uh-huh. I mean, he really has nothing.
Right.
Except he's, you know, neuropathy, right, which was caused by chemo. Mm-hmm. And that is it. Like, he's
awesome,
really healthy, and he has eaten the worst food ever.
My dad never drank water, like, which is probably good, because if you drink that water down from where they're from, it probably would have killed, like, it was all this brown.
Yeah.
Like, what are y'all doing with this water? But he wouldn't drink water. He'd have his whiskey sour at night. He'd eat his meat. He just lived. He's like, I'm gonna die somehow. But dementia got him, so who knows if that was diets. And
yeah, I don't know
if that's even what got him. It wasn't what got him.
But my mom cooked very healthy, but he also,
my mom did too,
ate bad stuff. Like, my dad was, he's West Texas, so they ate spam and all the stuff you're not supposed to have. But he stopped doing that when he was diagnosed, because they said, you got to cut all that stuff out. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't eat a lot of beef. He really does stick with chicken and fish. He loves catfish, and he tends to go that route. But I mean, he's really doing well, except for if we can get his neuropathy under control, which we are, and then I think he'll be running races.
Doing good.
Well, who knows? You don't need the blue.
I'll see you next week.
Yes, we will be here.